Yesterday, the 2009 Elders and Youth Conference got underway at the Dena'ina Convention Center in Anchorage. The first day was busy with an Alaska Native Youth Film Festival, nearly 20 afternoon workshops on a wide range of topics from leadership and cultural identity to advice from elders and picking a college. A keynote address by a young man living with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder revealed the lifelong struggle this devastating disorder inflicts. APRN intern Tika Ballas has the story.
This year's theme is Generations of Wisdom, Generations of Strength. One of the three keynote speakers was 17-year-old Morgan Fawcett, a Tlingit native from Juneau. Fawcett now lives in the lower 48, but what he came to speak about is something that affects a large percentage of people born in Alaska.
When I was born an alcoholic, I have not drank myself, nor have I smoked or ever done any other drug. In my own life, I struggle with a lot of problems. Those that affect my body, and those that affect my brain.
Fawcett is talking about alcohol-related birth defects known as FASD, fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. Alaska has the highest known incidence of FASD in the nation. At 14, Fawcett said he'd experienced everything from social ridicule to familial hardships and decided he had to do something about it. That's when he started One Heart Creations, a nonprofit for FASD awareness.
Because not only do I have addictive behaviors, but I have frontal lobe damage, which is also a very important part of the brain that controls the executive functions. These do not allow me, because of the damage, I have poor memory. This affects every bit of my life.
Having FASD does not slow Fawcett down nor stymie his motivation. He is also a recording artist of native flute music.
And then my grandmother and my grandfather had a place for me in Oregon, and we were allowed to stay with them. This move, combined with exposure to the Native American flute, saved me.
Fawcett and his grandmother travel all over the country together, speaking to those who are affected by FASD. Their travels are primarily funded by his CD sales and whatever donations they can muster.
I'm here to say, as the youth, it is your turn to hold each other up, and fix the mistakes for which we have caused upon ourselves. As the youth, as the leaders, our communities, we must learn to hold each other up once again.
Fawcett's presentation yesterday was received by a full house, and his candid words of advice and support were accepted with a standing ovation. In Anchorage, this is Tika Ballas.